Welcome back to the Makers Misfits podcast, an actual play podcast of Paizo's Adventure Path, The Extinction Curse. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. I'm, of course, accompanied by my close friends, Nathan, Chris, Elmer, Zach, and Marcus. Go ahead, guys. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Nathan. I play the role of Fidget Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Chris. I play the role of Grimlock Brownbrick, the Dwarven Inventor.
What's up, guys? I'm Elmer, and I play Akbu, the security monk.
Yo, what's up? I'm Zach. I play Naz, and I play the backup clown.
And I'm Marcus. I play Snap, the snow goblin druid performer.
All right, so last time you guys left us, we had just fought Bardolph the bear, the well-known and beloved bear mascot. Basketball playing bear mascot of the circus. You guys, Bardolph almost killed Optu, so Akbu.
Optu.
Optu, yes, Optu. I can't ever say his name. Akbu.
If the bear had a Top Shot moment, what do you think the Top Shot moment would be for the bear?
Probably
the headshot.
Striking out, yeah.
That's like equivalent of getting dunked on.
Yeah, number one cereal. All right, so Bardolph had pretty much destroyed Akbu, but you guys worked together to restrain the bear and basically just hold it off until it calmed down. It went back into its nice and well-kept home, and it brought back a little treat for you guys, the owlbear claw, and it went back and slept and seemed to be at peace. The professor came over, handed you guys some potions, gave you guys some gold, gave you guys a good pup-up speech. And you guys heard snakes. And then that's when we stopped. But listeners, we didn't stop. We tried to record again, but us and Craig had a little fight. Our audio got mixed up. So we're just going to recap really fast. What you guys missed basically was they heard snakes. They went over and talked to the crew, went over and talked to Eliza. When I say crew, I mean, who was there? Who was it, guys?
It was Grimlock. Fidget, and that's it.
Akbu went in there. Yeah, was Akbu there? Akbu was like halfway buried by Fidget, I think.
Fidget didn't bury anyone, okay? First of all right, she's too weak to lift the shovel. And Akbu's so big. Akbu, we just left him on the ground until he woke up, you know?
Snap healed him.
Listeners, you missed a lot of healing talk, a lot of talk about how the heal checks work in Pathfinder 2.
I'm sure we'll go over it again sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll probably do it again because we're going to forget. Grimlock went over and talked to Naz, and they had a laugh at Fidget's expense, but they ended up joining the party. And Snap, meanwhile, was making friends with two vipers that were hanging out in the woods and wasn't letting the circus collect any wood. He convinced them that they were of no threat and led them on their way. Next up, they noticed a trap that was set with a poisonous vine. Naz definitely handled that with no trouble at all and ended up picking up the vine covered in poison and is now carrying it like a whip. That's where we are. Our crew is deep in the forest now. They're following the footsteps of a bunch of rats, what they seem like, and they're approaching a clearing. So before we go into that, did you guys want to do anything?
No. Which is good.
Onward.
I think we're good. I wanted to mention that Grimlock was trying to unravel the deep-seated jealousy that Fidget has towards our buddy Naz. And that's all.
Me and Snowflake, my dinosaur, we're stealthy. So we're like nearby the group, but we're not like in the main group. You know,
kind of a stone's throw, but you're away from them.
Yeah, exactly.
And yes, there was some jealousy happening between Fidget and Naz.
I wouldn't say jealousy. I would say some deep-seated resentment.
Because you're jealous.
Yeah, it's based in jealousy.
You're upset that he performed when you.
I'm upset by the way he did it.
I'd be jealous too.
If you don't want him to do it, don't give him the opportunity.
Why am I being the victim here? I'm not the victim of anything. You guys are just bullying me into the corner.
I feel attacked. Yeah, no, I do want to.
I haven't been trashing you on Twitter.
Everyone's been trashing me on Twitter. It's fine.
Yeah, has anybody been saying anything? Been saying how?
Any comments on the Twitter feed?
Yeah, on the Twitter sphere.
We got a message saying someone cracked up about Bigger's Always Better.
Oh, really?
That's great.
What did they say?
Send it from Joe's mom.
My mom.
Oh, shit.
There's levels to that one.
My mom might listen to this one day.
Those don't sound good on them.
Yeah, that was not good.
Hey, Joe, there's your clap for you.
Yeah, right? That was a mouthful of bagel right there.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are approaching this clearing. I don't want to talk about that message anymore. you guys are following the rat tracks, and you're approaching a clearing. This small clearing, no more than a widening in the path through the thick woods, contains a small pile of leaves, a few feet in diameter, with a thin blanket. Next to the leaves rests a small backpack emblazoned with a green patch. The stream burbles merrily nearby.
It burbles.
Burbles, you know.
Burbles.
What does that mean?
Can I roll to like understand gargle? What the word burble means?
What was that?
That was my burble. You didn't like it?
That was a burble.
I'm pretty sure you're not saying that right. A burble.
It says B-U-R-B-L-E-S. Burbles.
Like when you're heating up some water.
That's bubbles.
Oh, wow. I just looked it up in Google, speech. It is pronounced burble.
Boom.
Make a continuous murmuring noise. A stream burbled through the woods.
Oh, burbles.
Yes.
Oh, that's what you were trying to say.
Burbles.
I thought you were saying marbles, like marbles.
You were saying burbells, and that's not a word. But we can continue now.
Thanks for giving me for us to continue this magical game that we are playing.
Chris is done with this joke now. It's very
All right, there's a clearing. What are you guys doing?
So there's a blanket with a pack, yeah. Right?
I think, is there a blanket or is there like, or is it the leaves blanket the ground, Joe?
The leaves are, no, there's actually a blanket.
Oh, there's actually a blanket,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, perception first, that's now we know.
Naturally curious, mm-hmm. Fitch is going to approach the backpack.
Okay.
Without any rolls.
Alrighty.
Fitch is about to die.
I rolled a nat 1 for a perception check.
You hear a lot of burbles.
It's like it's triggering me. I can't think about anything else.
All you hear is burbles.
Why does the creek sound like this?
What's a burble? Something ain't right. Something ain't right about this.
Something ain't right.
So, Nathan, as you approach the backpack,
yeah,
you see that it's really wet, and then out from the stream.
How wet is it?
Mm-hmm. Comes a tiny, not tiny, a small-looking blue creature.
No.
Called. Well, I'm not going to give you the name because that's.
Okay. Is it humanoid? Is it like stand
it's,
on two
it's
feet?
It's kind of like goblinoid. I'll give you guys a picture. I'll show you guys. A
goblinoid.
Yeah, it's goblinoid. Leave it alone. Give me a second.
While you're looking for an image, every time Chris does his introduction, I think of that one video when Chris drank the King's Cup.
Oh, me too.
My name's Chris.
He's like, hello, my name's Chris, and what did he say?
I'm the king. I'm King Chris.
Because
king
my name's Chris.
King and I'm the king, and I'm going to drink this because I'm the king. Something like that.
Yeah, that was exactly it.
Every time I hear Chris's introduction for this, I just think about that video.
That's how I introduce myself at work, too.
Hi, I'm King Chris.
They're like, something's wrong with that guy.
Something's wrong with that guy. Why is he carrying that big cup around?
It's like, Chris like, I don't have a hard time making friends. I don't know why.
They call him Big Gulp Chris at work.
Big Gulp. They call him Big Gulp.
Big Gulp.
Big
Red.
But for they call him Big Gulp.
Nathan's just out here just fucking shooting today.
Bang bang.
They're landing though. unlike
Big Gulp Chris Avatar. Is better than Average Joe.
Hey.
I was really hoping that one would come out.
What's that token on the river?
That's a water method. So, it even says it's... Do you guys see the name?
No.
I mean, we know what it is now.
Well, I named it. You now have a name for it.
So
this blue goblinish kind of thing comes out. It can you guys see it?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It has a very prominent nose. It has white hair coming out. It's balding. It's bald, but it has white hair on the sides, like around its temple, flaring out. Very skinny. Why are you moving there, Naz? What you doing?
He's skittish.
Uh-huh.
He wants to be as far away from the pot. He wants to be as far away from the fight as possible. Even though he's a rogue and excels at close combat, but you know.
Well, you know, sorcerer's.
I love fire.
Supposed to be up front, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. The water method looks at you, looking at the bag, and it is leaping towards you, and it does not look happy.
Nope. All right.
Go ahead, everyone, and let's roll for initiative.
Don't even get a chance to talk, but it's fine.
Nope. Not this time, guys. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, hello. Nice to be.
Basically.
What am I rolling for? What am I adding for my initiative, bucko?
You perception. Everyone pretty much perception. You can do stealth.
So should I reroll?
You can just take your thing and add stealth.
Okay.
You rolled a 6.
Fidget got a 19.
The same thing.
Okay.
Fidget, little Miss Fidget got 19.
Grimlock got
22.
Now
I've
got
20. Snap got 15.
All right, we're gonna let this water method decide the fate of Fidget. But before we get there, Grimlock, it's your turn.
All right, I have my trusty war axe, and I'm gonna go start it up again, and I'm gonna go for the grapple.
Okay, you're a grappling machine.
Well, how hostile does he look? Does he look like he's about to rip out Fidget's heart or something?
Yeah, he looks like he looks like he's having a lot of fun, but he also looks like he could have fun while killing you.
How big is his nose?
Approximately 4.5 inches.
Pretty big. Okay, I'm gonna grapple him. I forgot how to do that. Oh, it's a athletics check.
Yes.
And you can do it at range?
Good question. No. So I moved up first. I moved up 5 feet to the side of Fidget, and I go for the grapple.
And it's against his what save?
It's his dex, right?
Let's see. So reflex?
Probably strength.
I have fortitude, reflex, and will.
So I got an 18, and then it's against your... it doesn't say. You told me last time. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I did oh so long ago. Let's see. Grappling. Why do I go to a book when the internet's right in front of me?
So, guys.
That's what you're most used to.
How was your day today, Elmer?
It was good. I was going to ask if anybody was in the mood for buffalo wings.
I had some earlier today.
I'm always in the mood for buffalo wings.
Honestly?
But I don't know. Can I?
I only get
buffalo. Me too.
Buffalo
me too.
Buffalo.
And it's not satisfying unless I have 30.
Since I have 21 only buffalo.
It's an athletics check against the fortitude DC.
Joey, so frustrated. What's wrong?
No reason.
Do you not like buffalo wings? What's your subject if you don't like it?
I am a fan. I do like buffalo wings.
Are you a bone-in kind of guy?
I'm a bone-in kind of guy.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Keep his bone in the family.
Chris
His fort save is 17.
Oh, I have 18, so I just got
him. All right, so you win. So a success, your opponent is grabbed until the end of your next turn unless you move or your opponent escapes. And we went over grapple conditions last time. And again, I'm going to look it up. But that's your
We all remember, but you should look it up just in case.
For the audience.
Yeah, of course. Grapple.
Have you had South yet, Elmer?
Of course I've had it, Zach.
Or walked there?
No, I've not had the burger. There's so many other things that I want from there that is not a burger.
Okay, all right. Just mark my words for when you ever have it.
Fried chicken, and I don't know if I will go back to anything else on the menu anytime soon.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you're missing out.
Fried chicken over burger every time. Every time.
Dude, it's really good.
You've never had
the burger. Yeah, me and Chris went to Urban Roots. We walked there. Ugh. Now that was good.
What's it called? The place downtown with like the bowling alley in it?
Oh, that dumb place. Punch Bowl Social?
In the VR. Punch Bowl. They had a chicken and waffles breakfast.
I've never been there yet.
And that went crazy.
Is it any good?
The chicken and waffles were...
It's expensive.
What's expensive? The axe, though.
The food and the drinks.
No, the only time I've been there was for like lunch.
Like $17 a plate. Easy.
Ooh, I'm not a fan of that.
Zach, you're rich now.
Chris is rich. I'm just gonna redirect this to Chris.
For real.
All right, let's all drop our salaries.
I'll gladly.
Joe just.
This is the wrong kind of banner. Local eateries.
The more specific, the more people want to feel engaged.
Hey guys, how about that Applebee's?
It's the real.
There you go. National branches only. I love me
some McDonald's.
Hey guys, do you know what diner I love? Denny's.
I mean, Nathan's funny today. He's on it.
He's on it. All right, so the grabbed condition, you make the person flat-footed and immobilized. Flat-footed means it takes a -2 circumstance penalty to the AC. And immobilized means it can't move unless it does a check against your Fortitude DC.
Got it.
That's what it does. You've made his life not great.
He's little, right?
He's
really stunning. Is he as big as me, a gnome?
Yes, he is as big as you.
Oh.
All right, Snap. It's your turn. And Snowflake.
Could I shoot him from here? Like, would that be...
You could.
Within the realm of possibility? Because I think a sling is, like, 30 feet.
Yeah, he's just going to take a cover bonus. That's it.
Okay, let me see how far it is. I don't know. Okay, I'll just attack him. So a sling, I'll just attack once.
All right. So Snap is trying to throw a sling a rock at this water muffet, and it's gonna have to go past
why Grimlock you covered for
and
him?
Fidget.
Is he your friend?
So that's why he's gonna get a little bonus.
Yeah.
Get a little bonus. So bone.
D20.
Anyway,
that's 6 plus a 6, 12.
gonna be me.
That's not gonna do it. You're gonna miss with that rock. It goes flying off into the burbling stream.
Okay.
Even with his -2 to AC.
Damn.
Yes, because of you and your fat dwarven butt.
Whoa. Hey, we're not here to body shame, okay?
I'm going
to
send...
Hey, I never said it was bad.
Snowflake in with my other action. So I have 45 feet of distance, so I'll move it twice, which diagonally, so that's 15, and then 20, 25. And then I'm going to use its dashing attack, which means I get 10 feet to go in, attack, and then 10 feet out.
That's so cool.
And so I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna attack with.
a velociraptor comes springing out of the woods and starts.
It's not a velociraptor.
Doesn't it look like a velociraptor?
No, it's a bird.
To me, it looks like a
gecko. Velociraptors actually had feathers.
Yeah, velociraptors had feathers.
No, I'm not a velociraptor though. I could choose between a velociraptor and a dinosaur or whatever. I can't pronounce it, but.
Okay, so a giant lizard with teeth and claws comes running out of this.
No, it's a bird. Not
giant. God. We literally just said it has...
Godzilla comes out of the goddamn forest.
Joe, why don't you be this? Okay.
You're disrespecting my character right now. Snowflake is an extension of Snap, you know?
All right, Snowflake, a giant... Not a giant bird, but a pretty decently sized bird comes running out of the forest. Yes. To claw this water
to bite it, because this thing's tiny. So I'll roll a d20, which is a fucking nat 1.
Yep, so not going to do it. It gets really excited about being in a burbling creek.
Okay, and then I'll leave.
And then it comes back to you.
And then I guess I'll move like here.
Maybe the water was too cold and it just retreated.
Yeah.
Was it shivering?
It didn't like it. It's cold-blooded, isn't it?
What?
Damn.
Joe, you keep...
Damn.
You,
okay.
I don't know if you are doing this on purpose or if you just don't know animals.
Hold on. Well, Joe is technically right because a dromaeosaur is a theropod dinosaur, which could be called a raptor.
It's not that's what I'm saying. It's a raptor. That's like this, like it's like build. It's not like it describes. It's like more about bone structure and like how its legs and arms are positioned, not about its skin and its teeth and its eyes.
You know, to be honest, I didn't know you guys were also passionate about dinosaurs.
Well, it's just like if he started
disrespecting
your like god lore, Elmer, for your monk, you know. This is my child.
And how could you not know? And how could you not know Jurassic Park is my favorite franchise?
Wait, it's true.
I wore that VHS down to fucking powder. All right, when I was a kid.
We do call Nate the Ross Geller of the group.
No, we don't. Okay, whatever.
why is Friends the best show ever?
Now we do.
It's the most mediocre show ever, and I'm upset that I sat through every fucking episode.
With one black person in it, the entire series.
Friends is a show that like you're watching it the whole time, waiting for it to get like good, it's almost looks like it's gonna be good, and then it just gets worse, and then you're like, oh, there's never a chance where it's like good.
Do you know what Friends taught me though? It taught me one valuable lesson. Friends is a show of how not to treat your friends.
Because of Ross,
and anyone else in there. Like, they're all not great people.
Yeah, they're all questionable.
What's wrong with Chandler?
Moralities.
He's homophobe and transphobe. Yeah.
He didn't talk to his dad anymore or mom anymore because
it was a drag, right?
She was transgender. Drag. Yeah. No. He.
No. Chan. Tran.
Was she trans?
Yeah.
Because it was like he was like the old like sailor, or he was in like the Marines or something like that, and then he came out in an episode. I think I remember that.
I like Joey.
Yeah.
I think Joey's the
best. Yeah, so he's not the best. Womanizer?
He said womanizer.
Hey, this isn't a French breakdown podcast. Let's get back to
it. All right, so the Velociraptor with feathers. I'm kidding, Marcus. You're Dino. I don't know how to pronounce the name. Snowflake came over, missed. Then you moved up, and now it's Naz's turn.
I only can move 25 feet. I am with one action.
With one action.
And I have two? Or just one?
You have three actions.
I have three actions?
Yeah, you're rich.
Yes.
Episode 5, and Zach realizes how many actions we have.
Episode 5, Zach is out of for not actually reading the book.
None. I don't even know. All right, let's see here. 5, 10. Can I, like, sneak up behind them? I hope so.
Well, I mean, he's already grappled, so you can do whatever you want. It's not like he's going to be able to get you.
And he is flat-footed, right?
He is. He has a minus
two to his
AC.
It's great podcast material.
Naz, what are your options here? Talk it through. What you got?
Yeah, Zach, what are you doing?
I'm thinking of sneaking up behind this guy or woman thing. But I'm trying to figure out which feet I should use. Very sneaky or sneak attack.
Wait, you have two different feats called sneak attack and surprise attack?
Or... Yes.
No, it's more like his sneak attack's a feature, and surprise attack is probably something
else. I'm just
going
to pre-go to the feat page when he gets this wrong.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do when I get it right?
Nothing.
Apologize.
I'm going to say you did the thing that you're supposed to do because it's your class.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. And you read the whole book about, and wrote the whole section about your class, right?
Yeah, I read the entire book, actually.
So very sneaky is like a feat. So it just automatically always gives you a bonus to certain things. So you don't have to activate it.
Okay.
It's a passive.
So I'm gonna use my razor tooth goblin. Jaws, basically.
Well, you're gonna have to take another action to move to get
You're gonna bite him?
Yes, I'm gonna bite him.
You're gonna bite him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, this is good synergy with his sneak attack and your grapple.
Mm-hmm. Is a sneak attack in Pathfinder just you get it behind them?
No. Sneak attack is he has to attack someone that's flat-footed. You made him flat-footed. But in order to hit, you need to roll high. And what did you roll?
It shows I attack is 6, damage is 3, critical damage is 8.
You rolled not high.
Use your hero point.
You all have your hero points.
Okay, I'm going to
do
it again.
Do you want to be a hero?
This is your hero moment.
Yes.
Everybody has a hero moment.
If you die...
Oh, let's go.
Oh!
Let's go.
Oh, all right. I see. What did you roll?
There goes my hero.
There goes my hero. Marcus, we need that music
we'll get DMC
for that moment.
Quick.
We don't have a license for that.
Yeah, come on, Joe.
Chris, do a cover.
I rolled a... So you, yeah, Chris, do a cover on your base. So for the attack, I rolled 21, or then damage is 3, critical damage is 12.
That's we're not counting the critical damage because you didn't roll a crit.
Okay, all right.
So damage is 3.
Also, perfect. You get to roll an extra d6 for damage because you're sneak attacking.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you did 6 points of damage. You come in, and with your nasty-ass goblin teeth, probably with the cigarette still in there, bite this poor little water method right on his chest. It hurts him.
Oh, I was thinking his butt.
Oh, on his butt. Okay. You check out a whole butt cheek. Just comes out.
Showing it like bubblegum.
He should be really worried about it.
There's been nothing lethal done to this guy, and Zach just fucking takes off half his ass. Not me, Naz.
Naz did it.
Zach doesn't
Zach
eat
would
ass.
Do no such thing.
I don't know.
Why the fuck would Zach eat a butt? Butt cheek.
Oh,
but if people do that, I'm not judging them.
Alright, so yeah, you did a lot of damage. You
this is our episode title. Got it covered.
Butt cheeks.
Alright, so that's your turn, right? That's Ooh, it?
Yeah, that's it.
Fidget.
Fidget is going, well, after she screams, after this thing jumped at her, and then all of a sudden, everyone else ganged up on it.
Yeah,
we're trying to make you
menacing, like it was gonna come attack you, to being held in place, and then half of its butt getting shoot up.
Yeah, and then the snowflake crisscrossing and trying to hit, but just too many things in the way. So she's going to just back up and just keep backing up away from it, and seeing how everyone else has gone by and like feeling as if it was going after her, she's going to cast a cantrip called Daze, and the method needs to make a will saving that's the wrong one. Oops.
It is a will saving throw.
Yeah, a will saving throw, but it automatically takes 4 points of damage, mental damage.
Oh my. Ow. All right.
Yeah. But the will save throws, if he gets stunned. But it only if he, if it critically fails.
The water method rolled an 18.
Yeah, okay, that saves.
All right.
You're good.
All right, but it did take 4 points of damage. So after it gets, so Daze is mental damage. When I think of mental damage, I think of like their brain just getting squished.
It's like a migraine, yeah, instant migraine. Fidget backs up. She gets behind, like she steps herself from the thing, watching them all do it, and then just instantly, almost on a reflex, will just like reach out and mutter the incantation, and her eyes flash green for a second, and then the Mephit is instantly afflicted by a migraine.
Yeah, this Mephit is not looking good. It's not having a good time. Is that your turn?
Yeah, that's it. That's my turn. Right. That's all I can do.
It's your time. Can you not get knocked out?
Dude, that's fucked up, dude.
That's me.
I don't know why you would say that.
I know, right?
You're just 0-2 in fights.
Purposely hurtful.
2-2 in tanking damage.
Two and two as being a good friend and making sure we don't get hurt.
Mm. Oh and two and staying on his feet. It's okay.
Anyways.
And like in Akbu's defense, he had to take on two people at once, and then he had to take on a bear. He's just an orc. He's just a half orc. He's just a single man.
Just an orc.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, anyways.
I wouldn't want to insult Akbu by calling him a human.
Jesus Christ.
Akbu, do something.
And another thing.
One more thing.
Do
they have some coffee?
Shit, so Nate, Fidget, did Fidget take the bag with her when she backed up?
Fidget did not grab the bag. The surprise of the method scared her, and she quickly distanced herself away from
it. Okay, can I roll perception or something here to see if, like if he's trying to say something to us, like, during all this shit happening? Like, because to me, this just sounds like we ran up on this dude's stuff, and he just wants to get it. Like, he just wants to protect it. Yeah.
This is going to be one of your actions.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, you did good.
Yeah,
there's a 22 there.
Yes, 22. Yes. So 22, what do I see with that?
So you see the water method is just looking at the bag with longing eyes. And you can see that the water method has like a rock in its hand. And and it's just looking at the bag.
Okay. Well, I very non-threateningly walk up to the bag, pick it up,
get that bag,
and
empty all the contents.
No, I don't even look inside of it because, you know, privacy is important. I don't even know if he speaks common, but I just ask like, is this yours? Did we disturb the contents within it, or do you want this back? Something along those lines.
It looks at you grabbing the bag and looks at the bag longingly and starts to speak to you, but it sounds like just a bunch of burbles.
Okay, you can't keep using that word.
It's an actual word. I mean, it doesn't become a part of your vocabulary until like you use it like 50 or 50 some times. I think. Was invested. Like that.
50 and burbles, times?
Yeah. Burbles took me out of it.
But it's talking.
You know, this might. God, I just had a terrible idea.
No.
This might be like the Harry Potter situation with the egg. That sounds terrible above water. So maybe if we dunk them.
If we dunk and put our heads under the water too, we'll understand.
Maybe we'll understand it underwater.
I agree. It is a terrible idea.
So bad it just might work.
But I don't. So let me just double check my languages. I honestly don't think that I
burble
speak it. Speak whatever language this is.
Burbleese.
Do you speak Aquan?
I can tell you right now that does not sound familiar at all. All right,
then no.
Yeah. Oh, I just speak Common. Yeah, I don't do that.
You don't even speak orc.
This guy's shit.
Dude, I'm half orc, Joe. All right. I don't get on half of you guys for not speaking Spanish. Sheesh.
I'm talking as Pathfinder. I think you get orc for free.
Damn. That was a personal attack.
That went right through the show notes and right to my personal heart.
That was a long time coming.
Oh, shit.
No, but in anyway, Pathfinder, I think they give you, really you your ancestry language for free.
And then you get to add more based off your intelligence modifier. Yeah. So I feel like you should at least know orc.
Yeah.
You know, I was. Look, I got to.
I was like, well, I think you should at least know a little Spanish.
Look, I get to pick my own parents. It doesn't necessarily mean that I was raised by orcs or my orc parents were around. I could have been an orphan. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
Yeah, I don't think
his character, his choice.
I don't think I was given the option to pick orc, at least from what I remember. But anyways, does anybody speak Aquin?
No.
Nope. No.
No. This is a pickle. This is a...
So we kill him, right?
That's why Joe isn't in our
No. I definitely don't want to kill the guy. It's already got like half his ass missing.
About to be his whole ass.
Like, oh man. So I guess I just want to kind of end the round with just kind of asking everybody if we should just kind of like lay off of it and like tone down the aggressiveness. Like not try to hurt it anymore.
Eat his ass.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I just got spooked by him. I didn't even mean no harm. I just wanted to see what this pack outside was doing all by itself. If it's his, I feel nothing if we just give it to him and we go our ways. I mean, he's now has a bloody ass, but I mean, that's not really his fault.
Are you ending your turn, Akbu?
Yes, I end my turn.
Okay, it is its turn, and it is. And it's just trying to claw for the bag. What do you do?
That's it?
Me?
Yeah.
Can I look in the bag? Now curiosity's got me.
Yeah.
I know
privacy is important.
I know I said privacy is important, but it's tempting now. I guess I look
in the bag. There could be a boat in there.
I didn't really mean it.
What's in the bag, Joe?
And
what's in the bag? What's in the bag?
In the bag.
I don't get it.
Wet rocks.
I gladly give it up.
Okay, it grabs the bag.
Could have been sweat rocks. I don't know.
And it starts to run towards the stream.
I don't trust it.
Oh, but it's immobilized, actually. It can't move.
Yeah, Chris Grimlock is holding on to it. Yeah, Grimlock. All right,
so it's going to try to get out of this. It's going to roll.
If I sense him getting the bag and, like, trying to make a run for it, I'm not going to fight against him. I'll let him go.
Oh, you let him go?
Yeah.
So he's just going to run off with the bag.
You fucked up.
See now, when you say it like that, Joe, it feels like we made the wrong mistake.
You definitely did.
It feels like we made a mistake.
There's probably at least like cleansing stone or some random shit like that in there.
Grimlock,
he probably has like some magic on it or something.
I'll give you another chance.
No, it's gone.
It's gone. It's 10 feet away.
I made my decision.
Yeah.
I made my decision. But, Grimlock turns out.
I looked in the bag. I just seen some rocks.
Sorry, Joe. We're a bunch of murder hobos over here. We're chasing people.
That's fine. Hitting rocks.
That's fine. I love that you guys released him. I love it. He's just a happy-go-lucky water method. Just wants to have fun with his rocks and whatever else is in the bag.
See?
Oh my God. See? You can't say stuff like that. You're over here, just like you're trying to shame us for making good decisions.
No, I agree.
They could
with
be bad decisions.
They could be bad.
That was
decisions.
The key
yeah.
to. That was the key that we're gonna need. Like, lot from now.
The murder weapon
was in there.
We just lost the dragon ball.
The murder weapon.
Right, seriously. So
that's it. That's all that's over here. You just see that blanket on the ground. What looks like a tiny old fire that was there is now gone.
Is the blanket nice or is it wet?
What?
Is the blanket nice or
it's
is it
nice.
Wet?
It has, it has a leaf like imprinted into it.
Okay.
Is it the same symbol that was on the bag?
Is it in like relatively good condition?
Yeah, it looks like a good blanket.
It might not have been his bag, now that we think about it.
Do we recognize the leaf? Is it like a symbol?
You can roll hold on. Everyone, can I get your guys' religion skills?
Zero.
I'm not trained, but I have a one.
Zero.
Is anyone trained?
I don't think I'm trained. I'm not trained.
I got a one.
What was that?
I'm not trained.
Isn't Akbu trained in religion?
Yeah.
No?
Philosophy. Trained in philosophy.
Yeah, about that.
Oh my god.
Religion and muscles. What's your
So wait. So you could have seen the rocks and been like, let me check this out. Oh, could have been sacred rocks. These might be a little.
You fucked up.
You didn't. Oh no.
Are you trained? Do you have a plus one?
I have a plus one. Not necessarily. Oh, you
so no, you're not trained. Okay, but I'm gonna roll for you guys because it's a secret check. That's why I asked for your bonuses.
Oh, put in the secret check in sound now. Yeah.
Check your. Would you really not be trained?
Yeah,
I'm gonna look it up.
The training.
Yeah. To do this.
Just because you're a monk doesn't exactly mean you're religious.
You don't think that they would have religion in their thing?
As an option, I don't think they get it. No. Right?
Yeah, I'm not proficient in that.
Actually,
you also weren't proficient in unarmed armor, so.
That was a problem with Roll 20. That wasn't a problem with
I can see it being based on like his oath or whatever. What is it called for them?
Yeah.
Guys, just trust Elmer, okay?
I don't know what I
mean. I trust Elmer too. Okay.
So no, you guys don't understand what it was. You don't understand what it is. Someone at camp might, but you guys don't.
I take the blanket and I put it in one of my packs.
He says, a clue.
I thought Snap took the blanket.
I already said Fidget took it.
Or Fidget. Yeah. I mean, yeah, Fidget.
Fidget took it.
Yeah, Fidget took
it. Okay, that's fine. Then just kidding. Retract.
Fidget.
She rolls it up and puts it under her arm, takes it.
Right, so I have a question about the tracks. Do the tracks end here?
The tracks end in the water.
So
they like go into the water, then stop. There's none on the other side.
That's thin. I don't like that. That's thin. It's saying that it was that thing? Is that what the tracks is implying? That it was thin?
No, it's implying that these rat tracks went into the water and swam away, or like, yeah, probably have to swim away, because like, if there's no tracks on the other side of the creek, then it can't be anything else.
It looks like the tracks are coming and going from the water.
Unless it turned into that thing, or turned into something. You know?
You think that thing turned into a bunch of rats?
I don't know.
Doesn't sound
too far fetched.
He say it's rat.
We just almost fought a basketball playing bear.
He's not wrong. Hello.
What do you want us to
say? I think people are thinking.
It was so silent. I'm like, everyone disconnect. Are we all gone?
Okay. I think I'm trained in survival. Can I just try and see if I could track it? Just to...
The tracks?
Yeah, to see, like...
Yeah, go
if
ahead.
I could see...
Oh, give me your survivor score.
Oh, just the score? It's a plus three. Because what is survival based on?
It's based off of... Is it intelligence? Or is it wisdom? Might be wisdom-based.
Wisdom.
All right, so... You see the tracks, they are going and coming from the river,
mm-hmm.
but it looks like the fresher tracks are leaving the river and going towards your camp.
So it's back.
The fire looks like...
So it's going back to the camp.
Yeah, and it's going...
So whatever came out of the river is probably still at the camp then, somewhere.
At this time, you guys hear a bunch of, laughing coming from the campfire.
How about save? You said screaming again. I'm like, these other circusers are pretty lame. Get scared out of every little thing.
But you sense that it's not exactly the happiest laugh. Like forced laughter.
Maybe they heard a buffalo wings joke.
And then a hello?
Okay, I'm gonna make it back to camp.
Fidget will follow Grimlock's lead. Yeah.
Snap, it does look like the tracks are going towards the camp.
Yeah, I'll follow them.
Same.
Where are the tracks?
Oh, my bloody mouth.
Where are the tracks?
Can you indicate where they are leading to?
Yes, they are coming, the freshest tracks that you're leading back to are heading to this cart right here. It's a big, blue cart that has... It was Myron's cart. It has pictures of the axe on it, so it has like pictures of what are the names? The Flamboni sisters throwing flames in the air. It has a picture of the Featherfall Five walking a tightrope, and it has a picture of the Dwarven throwers like coming at you out of the picture.
So Snap nor Fidget made the cut on the cart.
I'm new, yeah. So like I'm new, so like there's no way that my face would be on that.
A goblin.
And they try to keep Snap's act a secret. They want to surprise people.
They
would
disrespect those goblins.
But as soon as you guys get to this clearing, before you hit the carts, you see all of the circus members just dancing in a circle around. Who put this mark here? Colored the people. You see all the circus members dancing around the flames, but they are looking tired, and they're like, there's laughter, but it doesn't look like it's coming from like they really mean it.
So okay. Some midsummer shit.
Never seen it.
Is there music?
Yes, you hear music.
Fish starts clapping with it.
The professor, like during one of the like rotations around the campfire, is like, "Please, I'm really tired."
Oh wow, what's going on? This looks so joyful. What happened?
I can't stop, Dad. And then he goes around again.
No, fidget. They're under some kind of spell here.
Yeah, I can see the spell of
dancing.
Dance.
I can't stop. No, I haven't like moved this.
Looks like they got bit by the jitterbug.
No. It's something
fast
worse.
In a long time.
Yeah. Fidget's gonna, I guess Fidget will make a perception to see where the music's coming from.
Yep, go ahead.
Oh.
That's a natural 20 plus 4, so that's a 24.
Alright.
You wanna just
tell you my whole life story?
Put that on the board.
Alright.
So what do my gnome eyes see?
So you see in the middle of the campfire two little fairy type creatures, you'd think, like laughing and having a fun time, and they're just playing instruments.
Oh, alright.
But everyone else is around them just tirely dancing along.
She's gonna she'll pat Grimlock on the arm and be like, "Oh, look, Grimlock, do you happen to know who those are? Like, I've never seen them around campsite before. And like the little ones flying around the fire with instruments. Have they always been here?"
No, they look new to me. I think they're the ones causing the distress.
Hmm. Well, okay. Well, should we? Everyone looks pretty haggard. Should we just like maybe ask them to stop, or do you think they'll listen?
Where is everyone else right now?
I don't know. Where is everyone?
I am by Fidget and Grimlock. Just like a couple steps behind by the what was it? The little cart.
Yeah. I'm like right next to them too.
And me, Snap, is by like the cluster of carts, kind of like trying to hide amongst them, but still keep an eye out at the group of the dancers.
Snap, what's your perception?
6 for my, yeah, right? Yeah, 6.
Yep, got it. Thank you. Secret.
Secret roll. Okay.
You do notice that there's tracks around these carts.
By Snap. Me?
Yeah, by you. Like right underneath your feet.
Great. Well, Fidget's going to. She'll approach. She'll approach up.
Okay.
And kind of like be within the eyesight of these new creatures.
Mm-hmm. So my friend, you're going to have to roll an athletics check because these rings of circus dwellers are just going.
I got dodging.
Yeah, you got to play frog.
Just like Midsummer.
It's athletics, you said?
Yes, athletics. What the hell is Midsummer?
Athletics.
How do you know?
You would love it. Joe, you would love it. It's got a bear in it. It's so nice.
A lot of flowers.
It's basically about a bunch of Americans who go to spring break in Denmark, and it's really cool. It's all about like
Denmark. Storyline is pretty impactful. You might cry.
You don't want it.
It's kind of emotional. You should watch it.
You might cry.
You don't want it to.
For fun.
Joe.
So it can't be. It has to be athletics. Not. It can't be acrobatics.
I'll give you acrobatics.
All right. Cool. Yeah. I have a better thingy for that. Bip. Fucking hell. Right when it matters. I rolled a 4 plus 3, so 7.
All
right. Am I going to get trampled? I'm small, too. I'm going to get fucking trampled.
So you try to enter in, and you bump right into Eliza. Eliza, yeah. And she's just dancing around. She's like, Vijay, I didn't know you were here. I can't stop this dancing.
Yeah, I can see that. Does she impede yeah. my progress?
Yeah, don't get through.
All right, can I try again? How much? Okay, all right, I'm just gonna keep trying. I'm gonna just keep on trying to get through. I rolled a 7 plus another 3, so that's 10.
So while he's getting caught up.
Yeah, you just keep getting like pushed around, like you don't make any progress in there.
It's because I'm small. Like I keep on getting like knees so in the chest around right, the back. Like,
oh, sorry.
Sorry. Excuse me. Actually, get. Oh, okay. Are you go through? All right. Oh, sorry. I just need to get right through. Talk. Oh, okay. Got it.
You can try again. My
turn. As he's doing that, I turn towards. I guess behind me is Akbu and Naz, and I'm gonna just say, we gotta stop them from playing the music. I think they got everyone entranced.
Whose ass do I gotta bite? Whose ass do I gotta bite?
The little ones in there. Their asses.
Snap from...
Cut that out.
It's those kids. Their asses.
Oh my god.
Damn. Okay. From behind a cart, Snap will turn to Brown Brick and be like, Brown Brick, we're being watched. There are others that are hidden.
Okay, I duck behind the cart, kind of where you are, kind of like just ducking around, like, what are you talking about?
There's tracks all around. They have more numbers than we can see. We should proceed with caution.
Is this cart that we're next to, is this Myron's?
Fidget's by Myron's.
Can I point out the tracks to Grimlock? Are they close enough?
Oh yeah.
So I show him all the scatterings of the like different footsteps and tracks that don't lead towards the center circle and like go off around to the sides.
Grimlock, what's your perception?
+4. You want me to roll?
No, I rolled.
Are you sure you don't want me to roll?
You know, that's really funny because I actually rolled a natural 20 for you.
Too funny.
Ball don't lie.
Put it on the board.
Yeah, ball. Ball don't lie. All right, so Grimlock, you look down and you have small feet, right? You're a dwarf.
You're average for a dwarf, yeah.
Aren't dwarf feet big?
I don't know. What's the average
not
dwarf size?
Not as big as a hobbit, but I assume like bigger than a person.
They're like 3 to 4 feet. They probably got some
thick ass feet. Yeah.
They were extra wide,
9.5 extra
pretty
wide.
Yeah.
Only can wear New Balances.
Yeah. Oh what? Shape ups?
That's the food. That's the shoes I have to wear. Except my feet.
It's not worth it.
Joe, why do you put yourself down all the time, man? We love you, man. Bring yourself up.
You're playing. That's how I know you're playing yourself.
Yeah, we put you down enough. You don't have to do it.
If you did a little bit more research, you could find something else. But you decide to rock. No,
New Balances are nice. But
if Steph Curry is okay with New Balances, I'm okay with New Balances.
Steph Curry is with Under Armour, dude.
Who has New Balance? Is it Kawhi?
It is Kawhi.
Yeah, it's
Kawhi has New Balance. Okay.
What kind of New Balances do you have?
They're the black ones. I don't know.
The Dad 18s.
The black ones. Perfect.
Yeah, the Grill Master 10s.
New Balances. I'll make sure to look that up.
On sneakers.
How much do you think I'm going for on StockX right now?
Probably like fucking 1,000. You know how it's hard to get on the sneakers website.
I'm gonna take away Chris's not funny.
No, I'm here. You said I see the tracks also?
You see the tracks, but speaking of wide hobbit feet, you also see feet that are about your size, but seem to be a little bit lighter. And you also see, you've seen a bunch of little rat tracks. Now you see a big rat track amongst the little ones. And they seem to be going towards the green cart that's back here. You know that's the Kimbali family's cart.
Cool.
Ball 5.
Oh, Fennec Fire.
You're like, who the fuck is that?
The fuck's a Kimbali family?
I just never knew their last name. So we see their tracks going up to their cart. Is that...
No. You know that they are not dwarves, goblins, or hobbits, or halflings. They're humans. And I feel like the whole time Fidget is like... doesn't know how to work a roundabout and it's just watching.
This whole time I did two more rolls. I rolled a 2 and a 4. So, you know, I'm not doing so great.
You critically failed. So I'm going to say that you...
Wait. Okay, fine. That two, sir, mister, is a 5. And that 4 is a 7. So, you know.
Okay, you didn't critically fail. I'm still going to say you tripped the professor over.
Good.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the cart and see what's up there.
Alright. You go in the cart.
Where's the entrance to the cart?
Yeah.
Because would you tell me you're going? Would you, like, gesture to me? Show me, like, you know, like SWAT team movements? Like, you're like, oh, I'm going around, like, kind of thing? So I'm would you tell me, like, or would you just go?
Can you guys roll your stealth skills?
You were next to me.
Yeah. I think I would, actually. So I'll just follow you. But I'm gonna, like, get an angle. I rolled a 16 for stealth of plus 6, so 22. And I think
10 plus 4, 14.
So, like, I'm gonna be posted behind this nearby, like, it's like a cart instead of like a full wagon, but I'll use it for like cover.
But I'm opening this cart right here, right?
Yeah, but wouldn't you have to go to the back of it?
Oh, you're right. Okay. All right, Joe, what happens?
All right. So you guys approach it. The entrance is back there at the back of the cart, like you guys are talking about. But while you were moving Gremlock, you happen to step on a rat.
Stepped on a rat.
You step on a rat, and it squeals.
Jesus. Kind of fucked your
that was
rat.
Like a Muppet. That was like a Muppet rat.
Hold on. It squeals. And as soon as it squeals, the door just gets opened up, and you see a giant rat crawl out of it. And after the giant rat crawls out, there's a swarm, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tiny rats coming out, spilling out of the cart. And you hear a voice from the inside of the cart. Well, isn't this a pretty sight? There is a halfling woman wearing a headdress in the shape of a rat's head and its open mouth framing her face. I'm actually going to show you guys it underneath the handouts.
Oh, she looks pretty cool.
Oh, gosh.
You like her hairy ass feet?
Can you see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't this a pretty sight? She cackles, twisting her grip on her gnarled staff. I had hoped to murder more of you while the whole town was watching.
We need rocks.
That would have frightened them away. That would have frightened them for good, yeah. But a bigger slaughter, that might be even better. These foolish farmers and poisoners of Aberton will discover your rat-chewed corpses. No one will know what had happened, but everyone will whisper. Yeah, they'll whisper that nature's taking its revenge. And it is due me. I'll wager most of the town will be gone in a week.
Somebody hit her. Bad guys always monologue. Somebody hit her.
Then, perhaps... You're not there, Akbu. Then perhaps the land can heal from the cancer known as Pepperton. Roll for initiative. Next week.
Oh, you fucking slide ball!
Dealing with that, I'm still trying to get in this dance thing.
Hey y'all, thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you, tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.